Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Now, it's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After
on KPNT HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis.
If you happen to see the most beautiful girl and walk down,
I had to pull up when it was rolling.
Charlie Rich.
Doug, welcome to the IHOP 8 o'clock hour at 9:03.
Mm-hmm.
This is good if you're in Denver. The 8:30 Recreator brought by the Prid. Here's the Prid.
Oh, it's a smaller container than I anticipated. I thought it'd be a big tub. Nice. Prid.
So I put this on my...
On the finger proper.
And then I go out and I try and beat the Pope. Or the first alternate gets out there on Sunday at Gateway National. Balls in the air at 11:30. Did you sleep well last night with the nerves?
Yeah, I didn't care. Now, this, you're just supposed to put that on your finger and the splinter pops right out?
The 8:30 Recreator dropped it off. I just talked to him in the commercial break, and he said he usually uses a Q-tip. Homeopathic salve. You like that? Homeopathic?
I do like it, yeah.
Smiles Prid is the name of it. So can I, do you have a Q-tip on you?
I don't. I've got this,
adapter.
I got a golf tee.
What do you think? Should I use the golf tee or the adapter?
You could.
IHOP, delicious pancakes.
Put a little something of this around the adapter and simulate a golf tee.
Oh, I like that.
Not a golf tee, but simulate the Q-tip.
Yeah. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes. It's IHOP. Doug, tell the people about IHOP, our new 8 o'clock hour sponsor. Hello again, everybody.
It's just a fabulous place to go. They've got 11 locations around town. There's got to be one near you. If there isn't, you need to be moving, because IHOP is just a fabulous place. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, you name it. Now they've got a new core menu addition, including two classic chicken sandwiches, grilled and crispy, three new beverages, and an interactive breakfast item served all day for kids 12 and under. For the first time, IHOP is launching pancake-inspired milkshakes with a new CineStack and cupcake house-made milkshakes. I mean, these things are really good. Here's a house-made milkshake for you. It's available in chocolate, vanilla. IHOP is leveraging two of their favorite pancake flavors to create new milkshakes, CineStack and cupcake, for the first time ever. They've also got a silk oatmeal cookie oat creamer. That's to die for. I'm telling you, this stuff is really good. And, of course, they've got that new Pancake of the Month. Whole new reason to smile about pancakes with a new Pancake of the Month offering. On the first of every month, a new flavor will be available as a full stack, side, or part of a pancake combo. This limited-time offering will be available for that calendar month. Guests have an incentive to try every Pancake of the Month flavor with IHOP's annual loyalty challenge with the International Bank of Pancakes. Order the Pancake of the Month more times in a month to earn 10 pan coins for that month. Order the Pancake of the Month at least once a month for an entire year, you get 100 bonus pan coins. Like, don't we all want a pan coin? And, of course, the Pancake of the Month, cinnamon apple pecan, four buttermilk pancakes topped with cinnamon apples, dulce la leche sauce.
Nurse?
You ever heard of that?
That means beautiful.
Dulce de leche sauce, pecans, and whipped topping reminds us of home-cooked apple pie. Try IHOP's new spring menu featuring tasty classic chicken sandwiches and the new cinnamon apple pecan pancakes, only at IHOP.
Look, I'm smearing it all over my hand.
Well, you sure
I like it.
My caddy brother.
Oh, that's your caddy, the 8:30 Recreator?
Yep.
Oh, God bless.
Any relief yet?
It's going to be trouble for it. It hasn't come just yet.
Oh.
He said to look at it about 8 hours after putting a Band-Aid over it and see if the thing, I'll start to notice it'll gape.
Oh.
God, that looks like a caramel.
It's like peanut butter.
Yeah. Anybody want to lick it off my hand? Yeah.
No, I might have a Band-Aid for you.
He brought a Band-Aid. Oh, he's caddy. I mean, this guy,
okay.
You're going to have a good man on your bag on.
I said, you're doing everything.
You really are.
You give me yardage. I'm just hitting. You tell me how far, and I'll hit it.
Yep. You're on autopilot. He's like Ted Scott to your Scottie Scheffler.
That's right.
Mentality. If you are dealing with some low energy, motivation, weight gain, muscle loss, fatigue, tired all the time, feeling anxious, moody, irritable, well, check out Mentality today at lowtusa.com. Go to lowtusa.com. It's Mentality for decreased mental acuity, attention span, and stress. They can cause focus issues or even the most simple tasks. Belly fat, feeling bloated, and a lack of lean muscle and tone that used to be easy to get rid of or maintain. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Go to Mentality at lowtusa.com. Jackson, why don't you tell people where I can place a wager on Scottie Scheffler to win the PGA Championship? I'm seeing plus 350, but are you telling me the Circa is going to give me a better number? Probably are.
I can imagine that they would. I'm pulling up. I'm in the Circa app right now. I don't believe that they have PGA Championship odds just yet, but they do have plenty of other things you can bet on, including the Cardinal game this evening.
Oh, Tommy Henry gets the ball tonight for the Diamondbacks against even match.
Exactly okay. That. Cardinals are minus 117, while the Diamondbacks are even money. The over-under, 8.5 for this evening, so you can bet on the Cardinal game. Maybe you want to bet on the NHL playoffs. Capitals, Rangers. Capitals are plus 235, Rangers minus 265. Competitors have the Caps at 225, Rangers at minus 278. So already you're making more money. Yep. Ning versus the Cats, plus 160 for the Lightning. Panthers are minus 176. Maybe you like the Mavericks to even up the series against the Clippers. They're minus 132, plus 112 for the Clip Show. Either way, whether you're betting the NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, Cardinal baseball, or Scottie Scheffler to keep this hot streak going, you can do so with the Circa Sports app, which is now available in Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in our IHOP 8 o'clock hour, even though it's 9:08. And got a situation here on the program that with the Plowhawk. I want you to tell the audience what's doing.
Oh, are we doing it now?
Yeah, might as well. I didn't realize that Doug
nobody
and Iggy,
knew.
Doug and Iggy didn't know until.
I just found out.
Doug found out at 7, and I was standing next to Iggy in the Doug. What do you call it? A latrine.
I was ween peeking, and you caught me. And told
you guys were like in a little Congo line.
We were. And I said, "Hey, do you know?" And he goes, "What?" And I go, okay, all right. So, Plowboy, why don't you just let everybody know now?
Yeah,
I
guess I'll let everybody know. A week and a half ago, I guess it would have been, I put in my two-week notice.
Oh.
Doug's going to fight you.
Was offered a great position and figured thinking about getting married in, you know, a little calendar year, probably having kids in a house. Couldn't say no to the opportunity. So, obviously, talked to Tim and Tommy during this whole process and, you know, wanted to make sure not leaving for any, you know, anger, no ill will. Love the opportunity I had here, man. And, you know, it was a great run. Thinking about and obviously listening to all the shows that I've done in the 10 years, Doug, that I've been here.
Been that long?
It's there,
10 years?
It's been a wild ride. It's exactly what I wanted to do when I was a kid, come and do radio. I didn't know I'd do a slap and tickle show like this. I thought it'd be more buttoned up sports, but I love it. The people I met, obviously the people I worked with, you guys, it's like a family atmosphere. You know, you can't really duplicate that at any other job. So, going to suck to leave. Love the people at Hubbard, too. Great to nail them for the 2.5 years. But it'll be a good venture to, you know, see what's out there. And obviously I'll stay in contact with listeners and the show. I'll be a part of the fan page. I'll still be involved.
You will?
Not like, you know, I'll still...
Who will do the skeleton?
You know, chirp out. I don't know about the skeleton situation.
Jackson,
we'll have to complain to other people about the skeleton.
Jackson will get
nice.
Your complaints now. Jackson will be in here now with us handling the skeleton. And what a great response. Mm-hmm. But you're going to miss that skeleton, aren't you?
No, but I am going to... I'll feel for Jackson because I know some of the complaints and headaches are kind of out of his control and will be out of his control. But I know Jackson, he's a pro's pro, and he will figure out a way to alleviate the situation and make all the listeners happy.
Well, I'm 100% crestfallen.
Yeah. I know, and I felt bad. I thought you knew earlier. I apologize. I didn't want to say something and then have it, like, revealed on air if it wasn't supposed to be revealed yet. So in that tough spot of I didn't know what chain of command was going on.
Right.
And what
well,
I could do.
So for the record on how this went down, Plowhawk, you texted me the morning of the final round of the Masties, Doug. Is that what you call them, the Masties?
I hated it.
Oh, it was fine.
Made the text. I was like, hey, I know it's about to be Masties.
No. That was the. But so then we BS'd, and you were kind of asking, you know. It's a great situation. Have you said where you're going? Can you? I don't know.
I don't want to, but okay, eventually we'll find out. But
okay, I respect that. All right.
It's not in radio,
but
by
it's,
the way.
Yeah. But it's a significant increase in compensation, as you made reference to.
Correct.
You're getting married. You and Madison are interested in having a family. You never know what can wind up happening.
Yeah.
So this is a company that pursued you and for an increase in compensation. God bless America. To me, is no brainer, but you wanted to have a conversation with Tommy Mattern, who's our boss,
guy.
And you did the next day. And so Tommy, I said, well, it's not my place for me to say anything. So you speak with Tommy. So Tommy comes in a commercial break when Jackson and I are doing Balloon Party, and he goes, whoa, so that's how Jackson. So then he forwarded the 2 weeks notice, but I thought he was sending that to everybody on the show. So it turns out that Doug and Iggy didn't know, and Jackson just knew because he was in the studio in Balloon Party. Doug and Iggy didn't know. Iggy didn't know until like 15 minutes ago when we were sharing brine in the latrine.
And for people at the same time?
Yeah.
And for people to know, like, I went to Tommy in person. I didn't send an email describing a two-week notice. What happened was after I talked to Tommy, who was gracious and couldn't have been nicer about it, wanted the email, I would assume, for paperwork purposes, just to cross the T's, so I thought that one could be emailed as well. So that was my thought, and so when I noticed Doug this morning did not know, and then Iggy 15 minutes ago didn't know, I'm like, well, now I feel bad. It wasn't like I wasn't thinking of you guys, because I consider you friends and family.
Yeah.
Doug and Iggy,
well,
so
I'm honored. I found out holding my penis.
stop it!
Snag that audio.
It wasn't
before you leave.
It was not not telling you because I'm mad, and I wanted to make sure to reiterate that to Tommy and the listener. Nothing nobody did.
This isn't a furlough.
This isn't a furlough. This isn't me just getting fed up with the job. I love doing this.
What'd you do to get fired?
And if it doesn't turn into like, oh, Plowsy furloughed again, that's funny. And I'm all for going in on it. But no, this is my decision. Hubbard didn't force the issue. I wasn't upset or angry with anybody on the show or anybody listening. I came back for a reason. I just wanted to be back with you, boy. But I do realize, looking toward the future, I don't want to be 40 potentially looking for something else. And because I've been on the other foot of hiring and interviewing people at that age, and it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Well, like interviewing people who are 40?
Who are 40, 45, looking for that new career change. That's a tough ability.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to find a spot to where I can grow, and like I said, the office is very close to where Madison is, so carpooling situation. I think it's for the best for me, but I do hate leaving the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like something that I've done for 10 years. For a very long time.
When did you
watch
your
life?
First show? It was in 14? Was that accurate?
Right when you guys got back from spring training.
So February of 14? Then it went to February 14 then, right?
Yeah. Okay. February 2014. Is when
and then there was a furlough that was June, probably 28th, if my memory serves, 2020.
Yeah, and that would be, I think
it
was
January
for
2022.
Yep. I was about for out for, I think, 19, 20 months, I think.
From time to time, can you come back in just to let people yell at you? I mean, really let you have it.
You know, I would love to come back in at some point and just kind of hang out.
You going to sell boots?
No, I'm not going to sell boots. Although that's very profitable, especially in the community. Go.
What kind of boots are you selling?
The alligator skin.
Alligator skin boots?
Yeah. But no, it's. I want to make sure people know that I'm not leaving for anything. I love the show. Love everything about.
I kind of think it's a no-brainer as much as I hate that you're leaving.
100%, yeah.
And I think I conveyed that in our pre-master show conversation. Like, it's a no-brainer. You're having, 35, going to have a family, probably, getting married.
Yeah.
You never know with this industry. You never know what the situation is. As much as we love having you on the program, I'm super happy for you and Madison.
I appreciate it. And Madison is actually, she loves being a part of this dumb community that we have here. It really is just insane what, obviously you've created and what we have done. And the listenership and just the camaraderie and, the people that I've met here, I would have never met or probably talked to any of these people. And they couldn't be nicer. Unbelievable people who listen. The sponsors who we've met and worked with throughout the years are just top-notch people. And, yeah, so Madison was trying to convince me to, trying to talk in. Well, maybe you know, you can stay. So, like, it wasn't an easy decision for either of us. It wasn't like either one of us was pushing one way or the other. So tough. But in the end, you got to think about growth opportunity and your future, and that's right. Kind of what it came down to, Doug.
It's a big boy decision, and I think you made the right one, as much as none of us are happy that you won't be on the program.
But what is nice is I put in the two-week notice, you know, Tommy was gracious to accept it, because in radio, I've never left radio willingly. You know, usually when you get furloughed, you're not finishing out a two-week notice. So I didn't know how radio handled situations like that, where you leave on your own willingly with no resentment.
Yeah, and I know that's not really that hasn't really been the way we've experienced it on this program, now that you bring it up, Plowhawk.
Yeah, like thinking about it, it's like, wow, that is so weird that we dealt with this and this. I've never left on my own, so I didn't know how it worked, and Tommy couldn't have been nicer. But my last real day is this Friday, but we get to enjoy the listenership at the Fan Page Club Championship.
That's
on
right.
Sunday, right before I start the new gig on Monday.
There's no way Todd Reeson can beat you now. He has to take the knee, doesn't he?
I don't want him to take the knee. I want him to battle. I just shot a 98 there, and that win probably going to be a 105, 106 on Sunday. But I'm going to enjoy every second of it because I'll make sure, you know, to take my time and talk to the listeners and really kind of soak that in. Yeah. Like a guy, you know, playing his last home game.
Your last day's Friday?
Yeah.
That's like 2 weeks, is it?
Yeah, well, I put it in last. Well, that's the story. We put it in
two Mondays ago.
Yeah, 2 Mondays ago. And I didn't tell anybody.
And he sent an email, and Tommy forwarded the email, but I guess he just forwarded it to me.
It's just a shame that you're leaving so bitter when there's really no photographic evidence that you did these things that you've been accused of.
See, that's why I love Doug. Yep. He's my favorite.
It's a meta play. It's a meta play to make it look like it's not a firing, but we'll just hang out here for a little while.
But, the amount of people here at Hubbard, like, how nice they've been when we came in here. They didn't really know about the show, which is great, and they took the time to get to know us, to know about the show. And these are family people, you know, that have kids and lives, and to listen to this show and get time to know us is a big thing. I love, like, everything that Hubbard provided for us. And so, yeah, certainly not leaving on any anger. I'm a big fan of the show, a big fan of Hubbard, and like I said, not an easy decision, but a decision nonetheless, Doug.
Okay.
And now we're here.
If you need me to take over that pup thing, let me know.
Oh, no, it just ended, by the way. So I'm glad, like, it all worked out well. I got to kind of enjoy and do exactly what I wanted to do.
Are you quitting because you had to pay for your golf for the Fan Page Club Championship, Doug? That's from Steven Ty.
What's funny is I paid the full allotment and paid $55 on Sunday to play. So I don't complain about paying for golf, especially at a course like that, especially with the people. You know, it licks there, obviously.
Plowsy, F your life decision. Stay here and have fun, you little boy whore. Doug, you like that counsel from Jackson's opponent, Mr. Siders?
Sucks is, like, the Cardinals are having that type of season.
Yeah, this is the kind of year we could shine bright.
You know, I almost stayed an extra year just so I could get my takes in. But obviously, there's still the fan page and Twitter. I'm still going to be active in the community. I'm not going to go ghost like I resented. I don't know if I resented the show, but the furlough really soured me from the whole radio experience for a while.
Well, I mean,
so
I can't blame you. You didn't have anything to do with any of that.
So I tuned out of the show and didn't really listen to it, didn't really pay
That's
attention.
That's when you did the clown avatar, correct?
Yeah. And so I kind of burned a lot of bridges on my way out the first go-round. So I want to be doing the opposite of that the next time. So I'll make sure to listen and stay in tune with some of the ins and outs.
You're just
the
opposite of Pete. When Pete left the show, that 2 seconds later, he was off the fan page.
Well, that was, I was in Pete mode when I left the first time after the furlough. I was done. I was ready to move on, and whatever happened and didn't care. But I do care still now, so.
Well, we'll miss you, brother. It goes without saying.
This is horrible news. This is terrible news.
Nope.
Doug, we'll see each other again, I promise.
Not for you. You're going on to make the big dollars.
I'm excited about the new opportunity. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to poo-poo that. But it is, you know, I hate the swan songs. I don't know if I'll ever be in radio again. You know what I mean? That could be the last time I turn on a mic this week. So you can kind of enjoy those moments.
You could always do Pepper and Jeannie. Do that any day.
Oh, little side podcast.
Yeah.
How about that? I like that idea, Doug.
I'd do a weekend Pepper and Jeannie if Iggy wanted to come up on a Saturday. Interesting. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, if there's money involved.
That's right. Hey, that
sounds, like, sounds like there's momentum.
I like see that's a little bit more.
Well, look, I did it for 8 months for free, so next time I do it, there's going to be.
But it was
some...
like 10 minutes of
no, Doug, there was.
Oh, was
there
more?
It was, but there were about 20. We tried to get 20 in there.
It was content, Doug. It was great content.
Pube Talk got to 30.
Like how to stay warm? Was that one of them? How to stay warm? How to stay cold in the summer?
I guess you didn't hear the interview with Maitland Ward or.
No.
I actually listened. I was a fan.
What else we have on?
Katie Kush.
Katie Kush and Matty Dreds.
And Dreds, yeah.
I think we also had on.
We had on that the comedian, and then we had the kid band. Remember that played catty corner to like what was it? A Kokomo Joe's?
Oh, Liliac. They're gonna be a pops in a few months. Who's the porn star? Is it Raylene?
Raylene.
I don't remember Raylene.
But we also had who's the other one with one name? She's a MILF. She's probably in her 40s.
How would we know
this?
This
is like a Mad Libs. I actually don't know, but that's...
I don't either.
That's enough information, I feel like, to get there.
Ah, she's one of my favorites. She had some dirty talk.
Well, then that's on you. If it's your favorite.
Go back to your top 35.
She had one name.
Doug, anybody coming to mind?
No.
I'll type in porn stars.
What a heartfelt goodbye this is.
Yeah, why China?
No. I guess she was a porn star after wrestling.
Yeah.
She
well, I don't think she was. I think she got leaked, right?
No, the X-Pac one did, but then she did one on her own. Porn stars with one name.
You're going to look it up now.
There's going to be thousands, and you're on there. There could be way too many, man.
Oh, I don't think so. If I type it in, what do you think is going to be the first name that comes up?
Seika.
Oh, Janine? Are you thinking Janine?
No, that's Linda Mueller. Just they go by one name. I bet Lisa Ann's probably one.
You want to tell them?
But that's a two-one, right?
That's
a twofer?
List of one words. No, stage names. That's the porn stars.
While you're looking it up, I'm going to tell people about our 9 o'clock hour sponsor, even though we're in the IHOP 8 o'clock hour still at 9:23.
Okay.
And that is Schaefer Door Company. Schaefer Door Company got a great email from a listener talking about how quickly they were out there when they had a garage door issue over the weekend. Well, they set up a website and a phone number specific for our audience to use. It's SchaeferDoor.com, SchaeferDoor.com, or you can call or text 636-782-3608. This will get you the quickest response time. That's 636-782-3608. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and new installs, and they have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. They service commercial doors as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in those types of jobs. They're big enough to get any job done, but small enough to talk with a person who has an important question or need. And, very important, their service techs are not commission-based. Go to SchaeferDoor.com or call 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer. It's Schaefer Door Company.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Iggy, have you discovered who you were looking for?
No, there's nothing that comes up with porn stars.
And this was a guest on Pepper and Dean?
Yeah, I can't think of her name. There's one that says list of one-word stage names.
Okay. How did even Plowhawk's announcement become about him? That's from Scooter.
I love it.
We're talking about
the announcement was pretty much, I thought I'd put a bow on that one, right? Mm-hmm. I sent it out to the delivery.
So there is a chance that Pepper and Jeannie could resurface.
It's mainly up to Iggy. I mean, obviously, weekends would be more preferable for me than, you know, coming out here 7 p.m. or whatever. But yeah.
No, I'd do it.
What do you prefer, 7 p.m. or weekends?
Weekends.
Okay, thank you.
Once the fountain's on, I usually come up here and get a cup of coffee anyway.
Just because of the fountain?
I think we could do one by the fountain. Just have the task
then
cam.
You can't hear. You get the fountain noise.
I think that's kind of funny. Isn't that like our best spring training moments are like birds and like wind taking out like half of the...
I don't know. I think people are going to miss you if you just leave cold turkey.
Well, I'm glad I got to announce it. And obviously, we still have three shows left.
Oh, that's
three glorious shows.
Come on,
9 hours.
Yeah. I mean, what would you like to do for your three final shows?
Kill it. Just dominate. Have great shows. Great
chemistry.
Should
we have Mazalok on?
Man, I don't think so.
Drinkwitz.
I want a good
Drinkwitz.
Drinkwitz would actually probably be great entertainment. No, we'll just nothing over the top. I just want to enjoy my last days with you boys and say goodbye to everybody around here. And
well, people are going to be very disappointed with this news.
Absolutely.
I feel the same, Doug.
How about this? You're getting something out of it, though.
Oh, man.
Guys, I'm going to miss that little twink lesbian. Long live Plowsy. You do you, King. Also, as a parting gift, I'd like to extend an invite for one night for a run at my wife for you and Madison. That's from Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack.
Oh, my God.
How about that? That sounds like the less popular MFF.
Sure, so are these like handwritten coupons that like I can redeem later? Like kid do to their mom, like, oh, free back room.
Can I get that if I quit?
No.
I'd quit just for that.
Iggy's halfway out right
Scott,
now.
Scott, you have a question you need to answer.
It'd be my last day of Friday, too, if he says yes.
Iggy, Plowsy, is there a chance this new outfit will give you a short haircut within a week or two and you'll be back?
Oh, wow.
You know,
I was hoping you get terminated.
Yeah. No. They're excited about me starting up. And speaking of haircuts, I do have to get a legit one. I mentioned that.
Oh, you got to get a haircut?
I don't have to, but, like, I mean, I just...
It's like the Yankees.
Yeah, I dress up. You know,
you gotta wear a coat and tie?
Not a suit and tie.
You look like a little busman.
Nice little button-up, maybe a nice pair of jeans, some slacks.
Don't wear slacks. I think you should wear a suit of clothes.
I mean, I got that suit hanging right there. Maybe we should just button that up the first day.
Yes.
Even with the little buttoned vest and everything.
And you're going to be in marketing.
Yeah.
Marketing.
No. Oh, you're good. You're fine.
Please tell me I'm asleep and this is a nightmare. I cannot go on. That's from Big Pick Energy.
I think a lot of people share that sentiment.
I'm sorry. Again, there's still going to be takes. We're still, you know, we're still going to have things. And maybe I can leave a mic drop.
Can
early
you
in
call
the morning,
in?
Driving home, I can leave a mic drop.
You and Steven Wildwood can... Brian Henschen's beside himself.
Love Henschen.
Let's see. He just plow with exclamation points. Please do it by the fountain. That would be so remarkably on brand. Also, put down the damn phone, Strode. This is a touching moment. It's from Brian Henschen, who is monitoring who the Colts will be picking.
It is, but I don't want to act like we're never going to see each other. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Can you call in every now and then with a hot take?
Yeah, what about a take?
It'd have to be from like 7 to 8. But of course I can call.
Well, we're on from 7 to 8.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That would be an ideal time slot for me to give a take.
Sure.
Obviously, the Cardinals provide plenty of, you know, take opportunities.
Damn it, Plowboy. Seriously, congrats and thanks for being a great part of the show. You'll be missed for sure. That's from the Veiled Prophet.
Thank you.
I love you, Plowsy, and I'm glad that 10 years of sitting across from the ghost of HD2 future finally slapped some sense into you.
Oh.
Good luck, buddy. That's from Arbor Day. Doug, he won the Milagro Tequila Listener Texter of the Year.
Yes, he did.
Zero time did me looking across at Iggy come into this play. I love this show and love the people. I mean, we have done... I wish we could calculate how many shows we've done together.
Well, we can do the math. You're probably at about 2,500.
Yeah, but with Doug's vacations, take about 1,000 off of that.
1,000 vacation days?
I have not taken 1,000 vacation.
It's been a lot of shows we've done together, man, in a lot of different areas. Ramos, we've done Jamaica. I mean, it's...
And you still can't wait to put us in your rearview mirror.
Definitely not the case.
Can we get a rise of Plowsy Swope's picks on the skeleton all week, please? Plowsy is the very best. Radio Gold will be missed, but he's making a great choice. It's from Larry Thorne. It's kind of kind of sums up my thoughts as well.
Yeah.
They prop you up by also dragging your career just right next to you.
I put the phone down, Henschen, because I found her. Siri.
S-I-R-I.
Okay, and where was that going?
I would have never guessed that name, by the way.
I couldn't think of the girl we talked to.
No, that was a calf and ass.
Oh, that must have been Biffin Show.
Nope.
So it wasn't even.
It was the in-between, because I remember being there for it.
The in-between. I love that.
We didn't interview her on this show.
It's the in-between.
Was Pepper Genie? Or was it Biffin Show?
It was just you, Eggs. It was just you and the little podcast. Dude.
I love that you think there was like an entire day with you doing this.
I thought Biff was there. I remember interviewing on my own.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Anyway, it took me 10 minutes to find that, but I did. I just typed in hottest 100 porn stars over 40. I knew she'd be in there somewhere.
You're a real sleuth.
Aren't there pictures to the name, or did you have it, like, on the tip of your tongue?
I knew it had the name she took from somewhere.
Oh, and it's a
phone. Now I remember asking her that question. She goes... No, I had it before the phone girl.
The phone girl.
To play tribute to Plowsy, can we please have a true Sinbad all day immediately following Friday's show? Just Sinbad on repeat all damn day. Oh, how about that idea, Plowsy?
You know what's funny is I already was way ahead. I talked to KG on the golf course when was that, Sunday?
Yeah, when everyone got invited, but
he was invited. And I told him I wanted to do on Sunday because I'm automating. So I wanted to do Sunday just to have Sinbad all day because we'd be out on the golf course. I think that'd be funny. Everybody's trying to podcast the best of all day while playing golf, and it's just Sinbad. Non-stop. I probably won't do that just because I'm not. I don't want to have management deal with like the headaches and the complaints. But it was an idea that I did have.
I think it's a nice tribute. Mm-hmm. Larry Thornton wants to issue a clarification statement, Doug. Plowsy, I was not dragging your career.
No, I
did it for 17 years. Made same decision for same reason you did. You will be very happy with it. You will be very successful. Best of luck. That's from Larry Thornton.
I appreciate it. Larry, great. Yeah, I knew he'd done the business. That's why I said the joke, because I knew he was kind of in that same.
Yeah, well, he was at Channel 5 for another years.
Tim, you bowed out of Channel 4 at a time when you were probably having pretty much fun doing it. I should have done it. TV news years ago, but you kind of enjoy the people you're with and you kind of enjoy the job, and it's hard to make that move.
Yep. You hit the nail on the head.
When in the big picture, financially and for your family, it's the thing to do.
If you'd have stayed in a little bit longer, you'd have been like Savard and Mike Bush, and we'd probably be seeing you now. Top story tonight, 9 murders in St. Louis.
You would have had the transition.
I don't think I was the news type.
Yeah, I don't think I couldn't see you
credibility
at the desk.
Yeah. You can't yell and scream at your TV on Doug and Plugged and then go and be the news anchor.
I think Rennie Knott
also did it.
Yeah,
a lot of people. Yeah.
Mark Curtis was a sports director at Fox 2.
Yeah,
and then now he's a news anchor in Phoenix. I don't know if he still is.
Yeah, it's happened all over the country.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times the sports guys are the better ad libbers because they've had to do that a lot during their career.
Yeah.
So, you know, and much of news, breaking news anyway, requires a lot of ad libbing. And if you got a guy that can do that, a guy or a woman who can do that.
And you got to write your own script, too, don't you? If you're
doing
news. But news, you got to write
your own. Producers write them in news, right?
Sports guys do.
Right,
100%. News guys don't.
Oh, I thought news guys did, too. I knew sports guys don't
have news. I would imagine news guys probably go through the script in advance if they have the time and then edit it more to their conversational tone. But, yeah, in sports, at least I can only speak for us, we wrote our own stuff, and then you just ad-lib over the highlights with, like, a shot sheet.
Yeah, sports is getting down to you're the only guy there. For editing, for graphics, there's nobody in the background now. But the news anchors, obviously, if you're doing 18 minutes of news, you need help.
Now, I would have done it back in your day, your Tim's day, because you couldn't touch the edit machine. That was
union. That's correct.
Thing.
That's right.
So that'd be less work.
Well, I had to edit my last 5 or 6 years. I edited everything.
Yeah. When did that change? Because when I was there, we weren't allowed to touch anything. That was through 2005.
It changed with the computer editing.
Editing service. Yeah. People are asking if KG and O-Town is going to be in now. I can't speak for that because it's not anything that any of us on the show control. But we certainly would like to have them in. I know that KG and O-Town will be here for the next couple of weeks, and we'll see what winds up happening, as that is a Hubbard call. But we would love to have him join the program. I know going forward that the plan is for Jackson to now have to be hashtag on cam because he will be sitting where the Plowhawk.
Well, he's got the new hair. He might well be.
And I guess he wants to show him. I guess he wants to. Yeah. He's got a tight. What do you say? He has a really lithe body. You'd like to get your hands on.
I never said. I thought he was a little.
Now you're going to be closer, so the sexual tension could be.
No.
Well, his boyish good looks are just being wasted in the back studio.
Horton Watkins studio.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jackson. How do you feel about being on cam on this thing? I mean, you deal with it on Balloon Party, but now you're going to be on this one.
It's nothing. I've been on there before.
Well, look at this guy. He's a seasoned veteran at 26.
Really is.
Pro, man.
Show pony.
Plowsy's hot take voice on the Blue Stanley Cup video will never be forgotten. That's from the 314.
I own a copy of that DVD, and it is very funny that made it.
What made it?
It was a hot take gone
wrong.
It was a hot take gone wrong. I said, this team got no life. They're done. And then they went on to sweep Winnipeg. They went on to dominate Winnipeg. And yeah,
there's still a way to be part of the show. You could be like
Siri.
No, you could be like you could be like Raby, send in a you could be like Steve and Wildwood. Just send in a mic drop or a rant and just send it in and we'll play it.
Hey, that's my idea. This time around I'm not gonna be as vindictive towards the whole business and the whole gamut. I had a great run here and ending on a really happy note. I'm glad I came back because leaving how I did last time and just just
a bad taste in your mouth.
Just, it's nice to kind of sail off into the sunset.
Go out on your own terms.
Business.
It's interesting that you say that. I think, was it Ed? I feel like I said today I saw Charlie on Saturday.
Yeah, oh, my God. Okay. Love Chuck.
I don't know how that came up, though.
Charlie G's? Or Charlie...
Charlie Marlowe. Yeah, but I saw Charlie. I was playing, and so Charlie... Oh, getting recognized. That's what it was. So Charlie was riding a bike around this track by where the fifth tee box is. Iggy, if you can picture that, there's a little soccer field behind it. And he was up there with his family. And he had his hat down low and sunglasses on, and I didn't recognize him at all initially, just because the way he did, I guess he's incognito. And I said, "What's up, man?" After we established
who he was.
Yeah. And I go, "It's great to see you." And he goes, "Hey, how's everything going on?" I said, "Well, it's nice to be in a..." And he goes, "I know."
Don't even need to finish.
Exactly.
We're there.
We've all bled the same blood, and so we know without even having to say it. And then he was telling me he's got this thing going on with YouTube.
He makes it,
with Kenny Wallace. He's like a NASCAR guy
he
now.
He said it's blowing up.
Yeah.
And great. I love Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie's outstanding. He's not even really doing it. So I guess he does the show Hot Take Central a few days a week now, or I don't know, he said he's part-time. But the thing that he's doing now is YouTube, and in particular, this Kenny Wallace thing is blown up. I knew he did some stuff with Kenny Wallace, I guess, but I didn't realize it's gotten to, like, the level it has. So tip of the cap to him. So inevitably, you just have to do, and nobody in the audience is bitching about it. People will miss you. But you got to do what's best for you, and especially now, man. I mean, it's the same stuff I told you when we were on the phone a couple Sundays ago, but especially now that you will be, responsible for more than just yourself and probably more than just Madison here within the next couple of years.
We've decided that already.
So you're going to have children.
We are.
Doug, it's breeding season.
We're great with kids. Hell no, not seven or eight of them. She wants two. I prefer one, but I don't know. She just doesn't like the, only child thing,
sure.
Which I guess it's a real thing. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to be a stranger. I know it's tough. It's tough for me, too. Like I said, not that decision to where right when, company calls, you go, I can't wait to leave. It was not the reaction at all. But you always listen to things. You always keep your options open. If you don't, you're silly. You gotta, you can't shut all the doors.
You're doing the right thing. I mean, I know they're doing the right thing. And I think everybody in the audience knows you're doing the right thing. But it doesn't change the fact that it will not be the same without you sitting across from us giving takes.
Yeah. Like I said, the takes are still going to be there. It'll be at just at different times and maybe a mic drop form. Maybe in fan page form.
Mic drops. We have Stephen Wildwood and Darren from Soulard is on. Jackson, what do we have? Darren, before you sign off, any chance we can see that girthy hog boy?
Oh,
that's
sure.
From Big Tough.
Hubbard and Tommy, they would just love that to where I exit by just a lawsuit happening from YouTube.
You could exit today, Tuesday, instead of Friday.
Yeah, no finishing up there.
Well, you will have to get some work in at Family Golf before you go, Plowhawk.
Oh, yeah.
And be ready for Todd Reesing on Sunday, at the Fan Page Club Championship Family Golf and Learning Center. I think I now live there. It's with my two-year-old. We were there for 2 hours on Saturday night from like 7 till 9 o'clock, and he finally wore me out. I just had to sit down. I couldn't keep going. But it's a great place to go and hit golf balls. I love the short game area. I am telling you, if you want to improve at golf, that is the place to go. Family Golf and Learning Center is a premier golfing facility for all abilities and ages, and it provides a friendly and encouraging practice experience for the individual or the family. You can hit off the turf. There's an upper deck with the turf. There's grass tees as well if you want to make sure that you're compressing the ball. And then there's that short game area, putting green as well, but the short game area is about 100 yards. It's on the other side of the building if you don't see it because it's not near the parking lot. It's on the other side of the building. Use it. It's great. It's $10 to use the thing. It's incredible. Player development includes monthly clinics, adult clinics, summer camps, fundamentals, learn to play, accelerated golf camp, and private instruction. They've got it all. They got club fitting as well, single club as well as full bag fittings. They make St. Louis better at golf. Learn, practice, play your best golf. Family Golf and Learning Center, FamilyGolfOnline.com. That's Family Golf and Learning Center. Longo Biggs, now about, I think, a year plus sponsor here on TMA. Great to have Longo Biggs as a longtime sponsor of the program. That's CeeDee Longo and Doug Biggs. They're playing in the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. If you're injured in a car accident, you need an attorney, you need the best one you can find. If any of my family or friends were ever injured in an accident, I want them to call Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo at Longo Biggs Injury Law. For nearly 10 years, Doug Biggs and CeeDee Longo have been recognized as the top 40 under 40 personal injury lawyers by Super Lawyers, the National Academy of Personal Injury Attorneys, and the National Trial Lawyers Association. They're not the churn and burn type of law firm. With Doug and CeeDee, you won't just be another file lost in the shuffle. If you have questions about your case, you'll talk to Doug or CeeDee personally, and they will handle every aspect of your case the entire way. They'll get to know you, and you'll get to know them. It's CeeDee Longo, Doug Biggs, longobiggs.com, LONGOBIGGS.com. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements. All right, send in your emails. Send in your tributes to the Plowhawk for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day, the morning after, at InsideSTL.com. We close out the IHOP 8 o'clock hour. Schaefer Door Company 9 o'clock hour coming your way, along with the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. It's TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.